Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Oh, this is KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, a Cumulus station covering the world, the nation, and the Bay Area.
It is 7 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, a controversial practice on Bay Area highways. It's called motorcycle lane splitting, and it now has the attention of state lawmakers. In fact, the state assembly today passed a bill that would allow the practice under some circumstances, but the approval of the state senate and Governor Jerry Brown could be roadblocks.
The measure would put some parameters on motorcycles. They would be allowed to move between cars at speeds up to 15 miles per hour faster than traffic, up to 50 miles per hour total. Assemblymember Tom Lackey says there's a lot of confusion about lane splitting.
There was kind of a misconception that they had free will to do as they wished, and that has created a more dangerous environment.
Thomas Freeman, who created the website StopLaneSplitting.com, says there are a few reasons why it's inherently dangerous.
Because of distracted drivers on the road, and lane splitting requires motorcyclists to, in fact, speed.
That is KGO 810's Kristen Haynes. And now to the Bay Area and anthrax. More than 24 people are being treated across the country as the U.S. military, the U.S. military, mistakenly shipped a live version of anthrax to military labs. Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr.
The Army contracted with FedEx for the shipments. The company says it's working with the federal government. The anthrax was to be shipped as dead agent, supposedly a less dangerous form.
Now Stanford University among the labs in 9 states that received a vial of that anthrax.
Stanford is secure and there's no threat to campus or public safety.
It arrived in Palo Alto last July, but as KGO 810's Kathy Whitman reports, it's not known if the Stanford sample contained any active anthrax.
The Stanford University lab is doing research on immune system response to biological threats.
We work on inactive strains of biological material.
Stanford spokesperson Lisa Lappin says the Centers for Disease Control notified them that the vial could have contained small parts of active anthrax spores. It's now being shipped back to the CDC.
A Virgin America flight bound for Austin, Texas was forced to return to SFO today to remove a passenger. Few specifics, but Virgin says passengers became concerned about the behavior of one passenger as the plane was on the runway heading for takeoff. And a small plane ran into a communications tower before takeoff at an airport in Melbourne, Florida. The pilot was bound for Dayton, Ohio. He had a small child on the plane, and authorities say he reeked of alcohol after the mishap. An angry air traffic controller told the pilot not to take off.
Okay, 3-2 Mike, where are you going, sir? Skymaster 3-2 Mike, is everything all right, sir? 3-2 Mike, turn your engines off. Kill your engines.
The pilot was charged with reckless operation of a vessel and child abuse without harm. New worries in Southern California tonight about the Santa Barbara oil spill, that it may be spreading into Los Angeles. We get more now from correspondent Jim Roop.
Wednesday, large amounts of tar-like clumps began washing up onto the beaches along a nearly 7-mile stretch of L.A. County coastline, roughly 111 miles from the Santa Barbara County spill. Authorities say they're trying to determine, through chemical analysis and age, the identity and origin of the substance. Meanwhile, the section of pipeline that ruptured has been removed and is being sent to a lab to find out how that rupture happened.
Ex-House Speaker Dennis Hastert has been indicted for lying to the FBI about money paid to someone to cover up past misconduct. We get more now from correspondent Joe Johns.
The speaker made a false statement according to the indictment. Reading from the indictment, specifically in response to the agent's question confirming whether the purpose of the withdrawals was to store cash because he did not feel safe with the banking system. As he previously indicated, Hastert said, yeah, I kept the cash. That's what I'm doing.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:04.
Hello there, I'm Michael at newpain.com. We have a special rebate of $50 on Milgard's Tuscany and Styleline series windows. All Milgard energy-efficient windows have a lifetime warranty to the original owner, which covers parts, labor, and accidental glass breakage. A minimum order of 6 windows or 2 doors is required. These fantastic rebates are valid until May the 31st. If you are building a home north of the bridge or in Sea Ranch, New Pain will give you or your contractor special discounted prices on the Milgard Essence series wood windows. Additional discounts are available to apartment owners. So there you go. Log on to newpain.com. That's newpain.com or call 800-614-7263. That's 800-614-7263 to get your special pricing on Milgard windows.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now for traffic on the fives, and we welcome Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. We'll start in San Francisco, northbound 101, just before 17th and Hospital Curve. The car that lost its left rear wheel, but it was in the right lane, and they managed to get it off to the right shoulder. Traffic is heavy back to Cesar Chavez, and past that stall, it's still stop and go to the Skyway. The Giants at AT&T Park tonight, 280 northbound, still very crowded from 22nd Street up to about 5th. 24 eastbound, still trying to relax. Your stop and go from 680 back through the Caldecott Tunnel to Claremont Avenue in Oakland. And in Palo Alto, southbound 101 at San Antonio Road, an accident there is now off to the right shoulder. Still stop and go back to University Avenue. Oakland Airport is growing, and new service to 10 destinations across North America means up to 3 days of free parking when you fly to any one of them. That's a $66 value. Find out more at oaklandairport.com/parkfree. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And we've got a rarity tonight in sports. The A's and the Giants in the Bay Area. First pitch just minutes away between the A's and the mighty Yankees. Giants hosting the Braves over at AT&T Park. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Low to mid-50s to start off your Friday morning, and then the sun takes over. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Upper 50s to mid-80s, specifically San Jose 75 degrees, Santa Rosa, Napa 76, Gilroy 81, Los Gatos up to 79, Antioch will be one of our warm spots at 84 degrees. Temperatures rise a few more degrees Saturday before we see the cool down, beginning on Sunday, continuing right on through Monday.
Right now, lots of sunshine around the Bay Area, 71 degrees in Concord, it's 69 in Santa Cruz. 59 partly cloudy in Oakland, 67 scattered clouds in San Jose, 56 partly cloudy in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell him to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. And you can also stream us at KGORadio.com or get the app and go wherever you go. We KGO go. Download the app in the App Store today, whatever your app is. You know, it's so freaky. I was listening to Kim Komando talk about the Android phones. Even when you think you've erased them and put them back to factory setting, that information is still there. And so her advice was to
smash it.
Well, yeah, for sure. I'll tell you my secret in a second. So, because I don't trust any getting rid of the hard drive stuff. I have nothing to hide, but on my cell phone, I don't want financial information out there or any of that stuff. So turns out, she was talking about the fact that you should just keep your old, especially Android devices. She did not talk about Apple devices. So I was thinking to myself, well, thank God, you know, all of those old iPhones that I had, I did the right thing. I had a buddy who had a workshop, and I went over there. He was a mechanic, and I put it on a drill press, and we drilled like 10 holes in it.
He said, you are kidding.
And he said, now no one will get to it.
You know, it's all in the cloud. Drill away, baby.
Well, I know, but then there's the hard drive. And by the way, I didn't make that up. This was suggested.
I made that up.
No, this was suggested for laptops, too, of any sort. You know, you just can't throw your laptop away and hit factory resettings. I read it somewhere, TechCrunch, a long time ago. Drill holes in it. Now, not everybody, you know, be careful what you do. There's toxic chemicals in there. Stuff may fly in your face. So, you know, safety first.
Wear those goggles.
Goggles and all of
all
that.
All right, well, since I don't download kitty porn, I'm just going to do what I always did.
What did you do? You just hand it back.
Just throw it away or whatever, gazelle it.
Yeah, well, except the only thing is if it goes over to China somewhere, everything that you still had on there, your passwords, this, that, and the other may still be there.
I don't think so.
Well, now you've been warned. Give it to me and I'll send it to the drill press. They'll fix it for you. Okay, so let's see. Are you afraid of getting old, Heather?
No.
That's good, because more women are than men. The majority of people are not afraid of getting old. I thought this was really interesting because I thought that a lot of people...
I like it.
Well, you know, you think a lot of people would be damn scared of it. If you think about chronologically, if you ever...
I think what people really fear is death, which I don't fear either.
No, I don't either.
It's a wasted emotion because guess what? Everybody's going to die. And it could be by that bus tomorrow this time when I run across the street to get a Subway, or I could, you know.
I know. How strange is that? That could have been us, because usually at 7:30 or 5, what is it, 5:30? 5:30, we run over the subway, and at that corner one day, a car careened right into where we would have been standing. See, that could have been us. Your number's up. It's up, baby. So
yeah.
Overall, only 45% of people said they're scared of getting old. That number includes 47% of millennials, 51% of Generation X, and 43% of the boomers. Women are more likely to be afraid than men of getting old. And the most common thing people were worried about.
But for all age groups, it was getting close to half of people.
Riddle me this. The most common thing people that are, you know, who worry about getting old, they're worried about, I would say money, but no, it's about losing their memory.
Oh, everybody's coming off of having watched Still Alice. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I don't like
Yeah.
The movie had issues, but Julianne Moore is so great, and it's otherwise such a good story.
All those brain cells when you were younger, yes, that you drank or smoked away.
Right, right.
Yeah, all right.
Looking forward to peeing myself, though.
Now, let me ask you another hypothetical question. Would you tell your best friend if they've gained weight?
Both know you gained weight.
Do you say that?
Why would I say that?
I don't know. Do you?
Why would someone obvious?
Well, because some people do. Turns out 2/3 of people do.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yes.
Actually, Maureen shared with me that she worked with someone who said, do you think you've gained weight since you started working here? And I was like, oh, my God. Did you stab her with scissors? Like, it wasn't here. It was some other place she worked. But it was where it was like this backstabbing bitch type person, competitive media, some or other thing.
You got to be careful with the you've gained some weight thing, especially with ladies. Did I tell you the lady story?
Of course.
Did I ever tell you the lady story of how I almost blew it? I got this close to having my head knocked off my shoulders. So I was working with a pregnant lady. At another radio station.
I love this already.
Okay, all right. So I'm working with a very pregnant lady, and in walks another lady who I did not know.
Uh-oh.
And I thought she was very pregnant too. And it was just on the tip of my tongue. Oh, two beautiful pregnant ladies in the room with me. Thank God I didn't say it. I walked out and I asked someone, she's not pregnant.
Wow.
Oh my God.
You almost said, oh, that was so close.
That's a nuker, isn't it?
Oh, wow. Two beautiful pepperoni pizzas. Look.
And then you run. Let me see. So 2/3 say they would tell their best friend if they gained weight. 54% would mention bad haircut. Do you tell people if they have bad haircuts?
Oh, my God. No, but I think people's faces give it away when they don't like your haircut. It's you cut your hair.
You take the subtle approach.
I did.
Well, I know your hair is
important.
No,
someone said that
to
me before, and it was clear they were like, whew, big mistake or whatever. I liked it better with longer hair.
30% would confront their best friend and for saying something offensive. So if you're out with somebody and they're saying something offensive or racist or bigoted, would you stop them?
Now you're talking about when you call somebody on their shiitake mushrooms.
Pretty much.
You don't talk about their weight. You don't talk about their hair. If you think they're being rude, you're doing them a favor.
Right. I think so, too. And by the way, and you'll find this very interesting. Only 29% of people would tell if their significant other was cheating on them. So this is your friend.
Ooh,
so
that's a tough one.
Yeah. So if you know, if you're best friends with somebody and you know their significant other was cheating on them, you wouldn't tell them? I guess you don't want to get in the middle of that because you're just asking for trouble. Because isn't the person in the middle always the loser? Let's say they kiss and make up and they get over it. Then you're the one who's out.
Yeah, I think I've seen that scenario.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's very touchy.
God, it would just so depend on the people and whatnot. I might drop some hints. But otherwise, you kind of feel like, God, I hope they figure it out on their own or something like that. Actually, what I would do is go to the cheater and go, hey, the hell are you doing? Quit cheating on my friend.
You might do that. But then if she finds out, let's say she finds out, she would say, why didn't you come and tell me? Because he told me that you told me. See, I mean, it's a very sticky wicket. It's just a hot mess.
Well, you have a good answer there. You know,
it's a hot mess, everybody. Speaking of hot messes, well, who's ever needed an anxiety pill? Who's ever been at work?
I was a hot mess today.
Yes, you could have used a Xanax, okay? It turns out that a lot of people could use a Xanax. As a matter of fact, very interesting study, and we're going to talk to Dr. Aaron Fisher coming up here next. When it comes to anxiety and things like the need to deal with anxiety disorders, this is a mental health issue that is more prevalent than all forms of cancer put together. I mean, it's a big thing. Have you ever had a point in your life where you had to, you know, have the mother's little helper? because I have.
And I felt, you know, like what? It today, yeah. But I had to get here first.
Well, you know, they're very strict, and they're very strict about giving them out. They're very temporary unless you have a condition. We'll have to ask the doctor about that. But in my case, it was situational. It was something very traumatic that happened, and then he said, you know what? You need to calm down, and you're having anxiety attacks, and you're going to use this and then calm down until it goes away.
Actually, today reminded me of some other expert we had on who wrote the book on stress. That was it. I forget what university she was with.
Oh, right.
And I was like, I'm going to use my stress for good instead of evil.
And then you may have heard this, but ecstasy may be the next treatment for social anxiety and for autism. So we want to ask the doctor about this.
I'm totally autistic right now.
This story is only about 6 hours old from Time Magazine. So we want to ask about this.
And you remember, I mean, it wasn't long after you arrived here in San Francisco Bay Area that I believe the U.S. government said that it was okay to study MDMA. So off to the races we go.
Yes, especially for the troops coming back.
For everything.
Yeah, right.
You used to not be able to study it at all.
Right.
And maybe the doctor knows something about that as well. I mean, it's a very exciting molecule, so I've heard.
Yes. Well, come on. I've tried it. It made me happy. And I was in Amsterdam. I was in the right place at the right time. I was in Amsterdam, so hands up, it's legal there. I had a great
time. Amsterdam, that sounds like a lovely place.
Amsterdam was a lovely place. Could live there forever. But anyway, I think it's very interesting that for the social anxiety, I mean, I understand the PTSD, but now for anxiety, perhaps a milder treatment with MDMA? Yeah, maybe. All right, let's get to the break so we can get to it. We're going to be talking to Dr. Aaron Fisher about anxiety in the workplace and some of these social anxiety treatments. If that's you, you have a question, now's the time to get on the phone. 808-0810, outside the bay, 415-808-0810. First, let's check in with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
This look at traffic is brought to you by Weatherford BMW. We'll start on the San Mateo Bridge. There is still a high wind advisory in effect. 92 eastbound is the one most affected, but it has improved greatly. You've only got minor delays right now from about midspan back to the Bayshore Freeway. Northbound 101 is also relaxing very nicely and slow to stop and go from 92 back to about Whipple Avenue in Redwood City. Palo Alto, southbound 101 at San Antonio Road. That accident been off to the right shoulder for a while. Only very minor delays right now back to about University Avenue. And 24 eastbound is freeing up very nicely. Stop and go still from 680, but now back to just before 13 in Oakland. Giants at AT&T Park tonight. If you're trying to get to the game, well, 280 northbound is getting better, but still inching along from about 16th Street to 5th. Now, Weatherford BMW of Berkeley has one of the only BMW-certified collision repair centers in the entire East Bay. No kidding, BMW owners. Their BMW service is second to none. Weatherford BMW-certified collision repair center with BMW-trained technicians. 575 West Grand in Oakland. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Join KGO 810 for the 34th annual Walnut Creek Art and Wine Festival, Saturday and Sunday, May 30th and 31st. Two stages of live entertainment, over 200 arts and crafts booths, a beer garden, and more. Kids will have a fantastic time in the Kids Zone, and admission is free. Find out more by visiting the events page at kgoradio.com. The Walnut Creek Chamber of Commerce Art and Wine Festival, May 30th and 31st at Heather Farm Park in Walnut Creek, from KGO 810.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can, with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Are you prepared for the next financial crisis? Would another shock to the global economy derail your plans for retirement or force you out of retirement and back to work? This is Scott Hansen, co-host of Hansen McLean's Money Matters, airing Saturdays at 4 p.m. here on KGO. I'm certainly not forecasting we'll see another major pullback in the financial markets, but there's always a chance another one is lurking around the corner. As a financial advisor for over 2 decades, as well as co-host of the popular Money Matters radio program, I'm growing increasingly concerned with how people are investing their retirement dollars. You see, as the Fed has lowered interest rates, many people have chased higher returns by shifting their safe money out of secure investments and into riskier assets, oftentimes without even knowing it. So if you're less than totally confident that your retirement savings can survive another downturn, tune into Hansen McLean's Money Matters program Saturdays at 4 p.m. We answer your calls and questions about saving, investing, and retirement. To learn more about Hansen McLean's Money Matters, simply visit moneymatters.com or call us at 888-2-HANSEN. We'll see you Saturday at 4 p.m.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you, because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet with your order of $75 or more today. You won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And good evening, everybody. The late night and late show wrap up on the way on the Drex Radio Show. We've got a lot of insanity to get to. Now the Dub Nation is off and running as we wait for LeBron to show up, if he's brave enough. Let's say good evening to our guest. It's Dr. Aaron Fisher. He is an assistant professor of psychology at the University of California in Berkeley. Do you think LeBron should be nervous, doctor?
Definitely. Absolutely.
I was actually thinking about that. I'm like, I wonder what it's like to know that you have a full, like, 8 to 7 days before it's the game of your life.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't bite my nails, but I would start.
Well, that would cause anxiety. But, you know, now, would you call that situational positive anxiety? How would you classify that?
Yeah, I mean, it's for a guy like LeBron, it probably helps him, honestly. You know, and same with our folks here on the Warriors. You know, there's a... There's an old thing in psychology. It's called the Yerkes-Dodson curve, and it just boils down to this idea that arousal's a good thing for something you're good at. You know, you're actually going to do a worse job on something like playing basketball. If you're really good at it, you're going to do a worse job at it if you're kind of bored.
If you're kind of chilled, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so crazy because we just talked about this a few weeks ago about the positive things about stress in your life. And the doctor that we had on was explaining exactly that. For instance, if you're going on a television show or if you're going to play a big sports game like the Warriors or even doing this talk show, if you're not a little bit nervous walking in, you know, you probably are not ready.
Just speaking in front of a group, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, for LeBron, you know, it probably works against a guy like that to have such a big break. You want some rest, but then he gets in his own head and all that. And it probably helps when he just steps on the court. You hear the crowd, whether it's your crowd or their crowd or, you know, so.
Okay, well, let's talk about this. The mental health issue that is more prevalent than all forms of cancer combined with Dr. Aaron Fisher, and that is anxiety. And people, you know, just not being a little anxious. We're talking about the anxiety disorder. Would you please describe to everybody what the difference is?
Yeah, I mean, so a disorder means that you have something we call functional impairment or clinical distress. Those are the things we look for when we're diagnosing something that's going to be called a disorder. And functional impairment means you're not functioning well at work or in your relationships. You're not functioning as a mom or a dad, things like that. You're dropping the ball in one way or another that you can really point to that's very clear. Clinical distress is a little fuzzier. You know, that's a little more subjective. But we have ways of kind of making it a little bit more concrete. It just means that you're upset to a degree that's really above and beyond, you know, like you were saying before, something situational, where it's really persistent and it's very, very upsetting to you.
And there's no reason for people not to approach this, right? I mean, I think that some people who are suffering are afraid of, I don't know, being labeled socially or in the workplace as, oh my goodness, you know, I feel out of place. You know, I have this mental health disorder, which includes anxiety, and that's really not the way it should be approached.
I mean, I couldn't agree stronger. I mean, there's some convergence here in my own life. You know, I'll put myself on the spot if it helps people listening. You know, I lost my brother to a heroin overdose 2 years ago.
So sorry.
It's his birthday today. So I went on Facebook and I said to people, you know, don't hide your problems from each other. You got to come out and talk to each other. And, you know, we need to tell each other about what's going on for us because we all have weakness and frailty. But we also all have compassion. It's this wonderful built-in system we have that, you know, it'll really surprise you when you reach out to the people, especially the people who love you, but even people who just work with you. When you reach out in a genuine way and you say, you know, I'm struggling, you're usually going to get a positive response.
Right,
know?
And not to worry about the stigma.
Yeah, and that's another reason why I share things like this. You know, right now we've got a, you know, I know this is not why you had me on the show, so I don't want to hijack this, so by all means I will drop this, but we have a heroin problem right now. We've got people dropping dead all over the place. You know, famous people like Philip Seymour Hoffman, but then people, you know, like my brother who are not famous at all. And I think a big part of that is that we're not talking about it.
Talk about it. And if you don't mind holding on through the quick, we're going to do a news break. And when we come back, I do want to ask you about it. Today, Demi Lovato came out and wanted to talk about mental health issues. And also, I want to discuss ecstasy may soon be treated and used for anxiety along with autism. Well, don't go away. If you have any questions about this, and there are people weighing in now, 808-0810. And we'll continue right after we check in with John Libertini in the KGO News Center on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that's remained the same is Greg O'Donnell of the O'Donnell Financial Group. And right now, O'Donnell Financial Group is offering its Family Plus loan with an interest rate of 3.875%. That's right, 3.875%. And if you happen to have a loan less or greater than $625,500, then Greg has the loan for you. Greg is the guy to talk to. So call him right now and get that super low rate at O'Donnell Financial. They provide custom financial offerings designed to meet your specific needs. They make the loan process easy and can fund your loan in a matter of weeks. Call them now at 866-496-2300. Call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. Licensed by the Cal BRE number 01198426. APR 3.875%. Not all applicants will qualify. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Fertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-708-4757 now to get your free Fortunes in Flipping kit. Call 800-708-4757 in the next 20 minutes, and Nick will also give you free tickets to a live workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-708-4757. That's 800-708-4757, and get your free kit now.
The Marin Home and Garden Expo is back at the Marin Center and Fairgrounds this weekend. This will be the largest home show in Marin County this year, and with free admission. If it's time to remodel your kitchen and bathroom or to landscape your backyard, then you must come to this home show. Meet with experts and save on show-only discounts. Learn remodeling secrets from us, the Carey Brothers of On the House. Buy flowers and plants. It's all at the Marin Home and Garden Expo at the Marin Center and Fairgrounds with free parking and admission this weekend.
Right now at the Home Depot, you can get the Dremel 3000 Series Rotary Toolkit for just $59. So let's get busy and get building, whatever, whenever, with the tool that puts the handy in handyman. Now you can cut, carve, grind, and polish. Make it, and make it for less. Let's do this. Dremel 3000 Series Rotary Toolkit, just $59. Right now, at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through May 31st, U.S. only.
You're listening to the Trex Radio Show, and coming up, we will continue our conversation with Dr. Aaron Fisher, and we're talking about anxiety. Do you have anxiety? I mean, do you feel like perhaps you could, I don't know, medication may help you, but you're afraid to ask your doctor or see someone about it? Any questions? 808-0810. We'll check back in with our guest in a second. But right now, let's talk to John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, fittingly enough, our top story at the bottom of the hour is the identity of the Golden State Warriors.
We are going all the way this year, and I have had a lot of fun making bets with other mayors.
Well, that is Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf claiming ownership of the Warriors' big win last night. But who do the W's really belong to? They were originally the San Francisco Warriors before moving to Oakland, and of course there's currently an effort to bring them back to the city. KGO 810's Mike Simpson on the image struggle in Oakland.
Mayor Libby Schaaf says if the Warriors go all the way in the NBA Finals, their parade should be held right here.
We are, you know, proceeding with great, you know, hope. But Mayor Ed Lee agrees that the parade should be in Oakland. And this is the home court for this incredible team.
She says she's sure that San Francisco will have a celebration of its own, but the theme of these championships should be Oakland, with TV pictures of Lake Merritt and her skyline to back that up.
Oakland has so much beauty, and we are so excited that the whole country is going to see that.
Up next, the Cleveland Cavaliers and the NBA Finals next Thursday in Oakland.
Curry, 2-on-3, down the lane, stops, shoots off balance, and scores.
But the Warriors' big win in the playoffs, not without controversy. There are critics who say the Splash Brothers, both Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, should not have been allowed to return to games after suffering head injuries.
I'm surprised these NBA players were taking such dramatic risks.
Chris Nowinski, whose Sports Legacy Institute is dedicated to concussion research, says teams are ignoring a medical protocol.
It's very, very well known. The symptoms don't always show up at the time of injury.
Which is what happened Wednesday night. Klay Thompson said he was okay, went back in the game, and became dizzy and sick.
That's KGO 810's Mark Richards. We're learning more about that Virgin America flight bound for Austin, Texas, that was forced to return to SFO. It appears at least one passenger saw another passenger writing a suicide note for himself and everyone on the plane. Virgin would not reveal the passenger's name, but in a statement says that passenger was escorted off the plane and turned over to medical professionals for evaluation. ISIS militants killed 30 Iraqi soldiers in a suicide bomb attack. White House Communications Secretary Jen Psaki on the efforts to retake Ramadi.
Unite political forces and military forces, and that's something the Iraqi leadership and the Iraqi government is working hard on at this time.
ISIS remains in control of the city of Ramadi in Iraq and Palmyra in Syria. And here in the U.S., local law enforcement agencies are stepping up their surveillance of ISIS supporters in America. It's part of an effort to help out the FBI, which is struggling to keep up with a surge in possible terror suspects. We get more now from correspondent Evan Perez.
The NYPD, LAPD are dedicating more resources to surveillance and to simply keeping an eye in communities where they feel there might be problems that could crop up.
Now, this shift is in part the result of the fallout from that terrorist attack in Garland, Texas earlier this month. That's where two ISIS supporters attempted a gun attack on a cartoon contest built around the Prophet Muhammad. Both were killed by police. We are coming up on 7:35 here on KGO. That means it's time to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. 80 eastbound is still having a tough time clearing out. Traffic is pretty much crawling on the Skyway from 101 up to the lower deck, where speeds do pick up, but you're still stop and go in pockets past the toll plaza all the way up to Potrero and El Cerrito. Westbound 80, all clear heading across the Bay Bridge and into the city. 24 eastbound getting better as well, but still heavy in stretches from 13 to 680 in Walnut Creek. Now, westbound 24 in Oakland at Telegraph Road, something to watch out for, please, is a big bag of charcoal, they said, laying in there in the third lane. On the Sunol grade, 680 northbound at Sheridan, an accident there is clearing, but there's still some debris and a lot of grass in the road. That's got you stop and go back to about 262 in Fremont. Traffic across the San Mateo Bridge on 92 eastbound, not too bad. You've got minor slowdowns from just after the high rise up to the tolls, and part of the problem is a broken down vehicle that should be out of the way now that was just after the high rise. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The Yankees are up on the A's 1-0, top of three. Atlanta, San Francisco, no score. Bottom of the second, both Bay Area teams home tonight. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Your Friday is going to start off with overcast skies, even some fog, but it gets a lot better from there. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
For your afternoon, we'll hang on to some fog at our beaches, but for the rest of you, expect bright skies, upper 50s to the mid 80s. On Saturday, temperatures go up some more. We're looking at low 60s to mid 80s. Sunday is the cooler day with more cloud cover, and you will see the possibility of some drops by the evening hours, lingering into your Monday morning.
But right now, around the Bay Area, still lots of sunshine. We've got 72 degrees in Fairfield, 71 Livermore, 58 partly cloudy in Oakland, 67 on the beach in Santa Cruz, 64 San Jose, 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, and once again, good evening to our guest. It is Dr. Aaron Fisher. He's the assistant professor of psychology at the University of California in Berkeley, and we're talking about a very important issue. Matter of fact, Demi Lovato today is sharing her story, encouraging others to do the same through Be Vocal, Speak Up for Mental Health, and she talked about her mental health issues, which was a bipolar disorder, and we're talking more so about anxiety. And to put this in perspective, the data suggests that anxiety is nearly 8 times more prevalent in the United States than all forms of cancer. So it's a big thing. And as I mentioned before, Doctor, when we went into the break, despite that there's clear evidence that people can be helped with medication, they're afraid to ask their doctors. And I think, and you tell me, it seems to me that they don't want these things on their medical records.
Sure. I think that a lot of people again, you know, I think it's the same thing, sharing with their loved ones, sharing with their doctors. They don't want people to think that there's something deficient, that they're weak or they can't hack it, or, you know, I think different people are going to verbalize it in different ways, but there's that kind of concern that asking for help somehow, you know, reflects weakness, that they can't take care of themselves.
I found a little piece here that I found very interesting, and the quote is here: people with mental health disorders, including anxiety specifically, can make outstanding employees. Accommodations are generally inexpensive and easy to implement and can include practices such as flexible work schedules, telecommuting, private workspaces. And, you know, these influences can be huge, and it's a human resources thing, and it's kept quiet, and they can be some of your top employees. So the fact that somebody may be on meds is obviously a private thing, but it can also be very productive for the company.
Sure. I, you know, I'm not familiar with that data, but I can believe it. You know, anxiety tends to correlate with a lot of other features or characteristics that are very positive. It tends to correlate with, you know, conscientiousness and something we call neuroticism, you know, which is kind of that, you know, that Woody Allen character, you know. But coming along with that is a lot of, you know, intelligence and curiosity and these kinds of things. You know, I'm talking in stereotypes and generalities,
right.
But these things can come along with anxiety. But, you know, the other thing, though, is that I'm all for accommodations, especially if someone really needs it. But, you know, the interesting thing here is there's a paradoxical the thing about anxiety is that the best way to treat it is to actually get someone to experience it. The most effective way to treat, for instance, let's talk about a specific kind of anxiety, panic attacks.
Yep.
Lots of people have panic attacks, right?
Yes.
So these are these brief kind of explosions of fear. They last 5 to 10 minutes. They're horribly intense. You feel like you're dying. Your heart is jumping out of your chest. The best way to stop those is to actually get into a therapist's office and have them. When people come see me with panic disorder, I don't do a lot of clinical work right now, but I do some, and I've done much more in the past. I will get them to spin in a chair. I'll have them run up and down the stairs. I will have them breathe into a bag and hyperventilate. It depends on, you know, the best way to get it going with someone. But you get them to have the panic attack in the room, and then you simply remind them you're not dying, because that's what's happening. Your body is having an alarm response. The panic attack is your body saying, there's a bear, there's a lion, we're going to die. And it's actually a misfire. It's a false alarm. And you can train the body that, nope, you're actually okay. And then paradoxically, you stop having them. When you learn that they're not going to kill you, you stop having them.
Would you consider that somewhat situational then?
No, not at all.
No, that would be the disorder.
Yeah, that would be the disorder. The thing that happens for a lot of folks is that they start to associate the attacks with all sorts of situations, and that's when you get agoraphobia. That's when you get people kind of locking themselves away, because they think, well, when I go to restaurants, I have attacks, or when I'm, you know, when I walk down the street, I have attacks, and then all of a sudden, it's everything that causes the attacks, and it's really that. Well, you have attacks, and it's just kind of it's just that simple.
And for instance, as I said earlier, I went through a post-traumatic syndrome, not disorder, the kind of thing, and I was treated with Xanax. And you know, I have to tell you, I think it's cliche to say it saved my life, because I wouldn't say that. I would still be here today, but it certainly did temporarily help me through and sort out the situation.
Sure. So, you know, so Xanax is what's called a benzodiazepine.
Yes.
Xanax, Ativan, Klonopin are these drugs, and people may have heard of some of these. Valium as well, right? That's the first one. That was the original one.
That's the old school one, yes.
These things are amazing. You know, if you are having a panic attack, or if you've had a traumatic experience and you're really, you know, very agitated or distressed, and you take a benzodiazepine, give it 15 minutes, you will feel much better.
Absolutely. It's amazing. It just brings you down level. Yeah.
Yes, it does. These things, they work on something called GABA. GABA is a depressant. They're very effective. They're also very habit-forming. It requires more and more of them as time goes on. And, you know, I'm a PhD, not an MD, and I will let the MDs speak for themselves, but I think I can speak for them when I say that we're all PhDs and MDs a little bit wary about benzodiazepines because of how habit-forming they are and because they can be an obstacle to people really facing, especially with panic. You know, PTSD is a different kind of thing, but with panic disorder, social phobia, these kinds of things, the benzo can be it can be an obstacle in and of itself. So I just want, you know, I want to acknowledge that they work very well, amazingly well, but they're also a tricky med, the benzodiazepines.
Yes, I mean, my doctor was very specific about backing off of them.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what they typically do. They'll say, hey, you know, I'll give you 30 days worth, but then we got to talk about this. You know, the doctors will often treat it that way, yeah.
Well, and so going forward, I wanted to ask you about some of the breakthroughs. And as I said before I went on the air, this just broke from Time Magazine a few hours ago. MDMA, which is ecstasy, may soon be used as a treatment for social anxiety and autism. I'm wondering what your thoughts on that are.
You know, with autism, I have no idea. it's way outside of my expertise,
right.
And I don't have a hunch about what the mechanism would be, like why that would work. With social anxiety, it makes all the sense in the world. So, for social anxiety, people they become kind of trapped by these assumptions that they have. You know, I don't want to place the blame on someone who's having anxiety, but they get, let's just think of it as like a bad habit, you know, a habit of thinking people are going to think I'm stupid or people are going to think that I'm not cool enough or I'm not handsome enough or something. And, you know, these assumptions kind of, people tend to see neutral things as negative and they see negative as negative and of course, and they get stuck. And as a therapist, you try to get the person to interact with the social environment and realize, hey, it's actually okay most of the time, you know? MDMA, you know, puts people in this euphoric, very pro-social kind of place. So it makes all the sense in the world that someone would say, hey, you know, I took MDMA, I felt very outgoing, I felt very social, people responded positively to me. I now see that that's possible.
Well, the average person, I think when they think of ecstasy, they're probably thinking about the raves and the parties. But the drug really, as you mentioned, can be mood boosting, you know, have this euphoric effect and causing people to become more open and relaxed,
right,
and chilled. You know, when they're using it properly. So, I mean, I think it's an exciting thing that the government's at least allowing people to look at it.
Absolutely. And the government also, I mean, they're right now they're doing research giving another psychedelic, psilocybin, magic mushrooms,
yeah,
to people with terminal cancer. And it's helping them with their fear of dying.
That's fantastic.
God. Yeah, I mean, because we hear so many stories about, you know, the fear of dying and those sort of end of life issues. So, yeah, that's is that a California thing or is that a federal thing?
You know, I have to admit here, full transparency, I saw that on salon.com. So I need to figure out what the actual primary reference is on that one. But,
yeah. Yeah, we won't source you, we promise.
Yeah.
All right, well, Doctor, it was wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for talking to us. And by the way, just to wrap this up in 10 seconds or so, if someone is having anxiety, what should be the indicator that they should absolutely talk to their doctor about it?
I mean, I think that if you're in distress, you should talk to somebody about it. I think you should reach out to an MD, a social worker, a PhD, you know. And I think that what people also should understand is that you don't have to have a disorder to be able to benefit from reaching out for help. You know, especially with a talk therapist, if you are having any level of stress or distress or anxiety, you can always feel a little bit better, even if you don't quite meet the threshold for a disorder, quote unquote, you know, and you're not weak and there's nothing wrong with you. And we all have it. There's, you know, you said we need to wrap up. So I'll leave you with this. There's a joke in psychology research that research is me-search. And if you want to know what someone is struggling with themselves, you look at what they research, you know? And so
great.
For me, I started on the path to anxiety because, you know, I was living in San Francisco at the time, worlds away, but when 9/11 happened, I started having panic attacks. And I, just like out of a textbook case, I thought I was going crazy, I thought I was having heart attacks. I was totally bewildered by what was happening. And I found out I was having panic attacks and what they were, and I did cognitive behavioral therapy for it. And and it was an amazing thing. And then that set me on the road to try to understand, well, geez, what is anxiety and what's it all about? But, you know, so I'm willing to say here on the radio, you know, I've had panic attacks, you know, and I'm, you know, professor of psychology, right? So, I mean...
Well, I think we all have them. You know, I want to ask you, doctor, I would love to have you back sometime to talk about CBT. I've studied CBT at length, and it can be a great, 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 wonderful thing in one's life.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's CBT research, so
okay,
I'm
fantastic.
Happy to.
All right, well, thank you,
you
very much.
You are fantastic.
Hang on
thank
one second.
You
here,
so
we're gonna,
much.
We're going to thank you off the air as well, and we're going to take a break, and when we come back, what is Rick Santorum doing besides running for president?
God.
Why? Well, first
Wait
of all,
till you
why?
See this ad for his campaign the last time he ran that the DeGars did. Oh, it is funny.
Yeah, from 19 kids and counting that mess, that's coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Let's check in with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic's brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking on the Sunol Grade, 680 northbound. They're still trying to clear an accident there at Sheridan. Mainly, you've got debris and a lot of grass in the road. The accident itself is out of the road. Stop and go now back to just before South Grimmer Boulevard, so it's improved just a little. Northbound on the Nimitz, you still have some rush hour slowdowns, heavy in stretches from just after Fremont Boulevard in Union City up to 238 in San Lorenzo. San Mateo, northbound 101, traffic is still stop and go from 92 now up to East 3rd Avenue. No accidents or hazards, it's just rush hour. And 80 eastbound, still heavy in stretches as well from 101 in the city across the Bay Bridge, still up to Potrero in El Cerrito. Oakland Airport now offering 3 days of free parking when you fly to any one of 10 cities with new service this summer. From New Orleans to Tijuana, from Nashville to Houston Intercontinental, fly OAK and park free. Get the details at oaklandairport.com/park free. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
KGO 810 invites you to a broadcast of Cooking with Ryan Scott, live from the Castroville Artichoke Festival, Saturday, May 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. Join Ryan as we talk everything artichoke and celebrate the official vegetable of California with special guests and co-hosts. Brought to you by the family farmers of Ocean Mist Farms, the largest grower of artichokes in North America. Find out more on the events page at kgoradio.com. Join us in Castroville and hear everything artichoke, Saturday from 5 to 7 on KGO 810.
Hi, this is Scott Hansen, co-host of the popular Hansen McLean's Money Matters Show. For nearly two decades, this program has been broadcast from the Capital Region, and I'm happy to announce is now on KGO, Saturdays at 4 p.m. To learn more, visit moneymatters.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free trading and investing class so you can check this out. And right now, if you call in and mention Offer Radio 50, Online Trading Academy will comp the class and even send you home with a free $247 home study program. Call right now and reserve your seat while space is still available. Call 888-712-TRADE. Call 888-712-TRADE. Mention Offer Radio 50. Call 888-712-TRADE or online at otaclass.com. That's 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
Summer is a special time of year for California avocado growers. It's the season when you finally get to taste the delicious fruit of their labor. As local American farmers, they take great pride in what they produce and love that their avocados are freshest and at their peak in the summer. So next time you're shopping for a simple dinner or for your summer celebrations, don't forget to pick up some hand-grown California avocados. Always be sure to look for California on the label. Available now at Molly Stone's.
You can drive a Fiat 500e electric car for only $159 per month from Premier Fiat of Fremont. You probably pay more for gas. For only $159 per month plus tax, you can drive a brand new car in the carpool lane and you'll never stop at a gas station again. Plus, you get a $2,500 rebate check from the state. Offer ends May 31st. Go into Premier Fiat of Fremont today or log on to drive500e.com. Live with this offer, MSRP $32,700, 36-month lease, $34.59 total due at signing. Zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 25 cents per mile for excessive mileage. Credit must be approved by Chrysler Capital.
Dirty carpet? Call Zero Res. Call for the May Magic Special. Three rooms for only $119 plus a free hallway. Call 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739 for Zero Res. Call now, 877-321-0739.
I work for myself. I spend most days driving people where they need to go. It pays the bills, and figuring out the rest is easy with QuickBooks Self-Employed. It's a simple program that estimates my federal quarterly taxes, so I know where I stand, whether I'm behind the wheel or in front of the oven, cooking for my own catering service. I rely on QuickBooks to help me know how much money to set aside for Uncle Sam and how much stays in my pocket. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, try QuickBooks Self-Employed with a free 30-day trial. Learn more at qbselfemployed.com.
Tune in and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
All right. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Drex Radio Show, along with my co-hostess, Heather, and we're arguing over names, which is a good thing to argue about during the break. You know, we still don't know whether it's Duggar or Duggar, and I say all the time, I don't think it makes much difference because it's just all crazy town.
Because they dug their own grave.
Yeah. So, let's see here.
Rick I looked Santorum. It up one time, and then I listened to it, and I completely forgot how to say it.
All right, so, just in case you don't know the story, let's bring you up to date. Payless, Shoes, Walgreens, and Choice Hotels have canceled the advertising on 19 Kids and Counting. After General Mills did the same. The show is still on hiatus, while TLC, what that has to do with the Learning Channel, I don't know. They don't do anything, but I don't think they're teaching anything anymore. Tries to figure out what they're going to do in the wake of the revelations that the 27-year-old Josh molested several underage girls, including his sisters, when he was a teenager. Now, TLC has not officially pulled the plug, but if it does come back, it won't be worth quite as much as it was, as I said, with all this yanking. Now, you know, there's...
Hulu did drop the program.
Oh, they
19
did.
19 Kids and Counting. Okay. Yeah, I just saw that.
I don't think it was a big ratings getter anyway, but look, here's the really bad part about this whole thing is there's talk that TLC might want to keep the show, but get rid of, you know, the Josh guy who molested the son, who molested these several underage girls as teenagers, including his own sisters. But it's... not likely that would silence the critics, though, especially since his parents, Jim Bob and Michelle, knew what their son did and they kept it quiet instead of, I don't know, doing something about it. Instead of dealing, they chose to deal with it privately rather than turn their son in. It was only after the secret got out a few years later that they had to admit it to the police, and then the statute of limitations had run out, so Josh never got in trouble. Of course, the point from everybody last night was, well, how convenient you waited until the statute of limitations ran out. Whether that's the case or not, I'm not sure. But here comes the boing. They just keep looking worse as people point out how hypocritical some of the past statements have been and their actions look like now, especially like for instance, when Jim Bob was running for Senate in 2002 and he said incest should be punishable by death. Well, for the record, their 27-year-old son, Josh, is still alive and he's not doing anything. What does this have to do with Rick Santorum, who's running for president from Pennsylvania? Oh, my God. How can he come out of my own state? It's
Didn't
really
he just
scary.
Announce yesterday, or was it the day before?
Oh.
And then, boom, here comes the dirt.
Yes. So he announced his candidacy yesterday for he's going to run for the presidency again. I don't know why. It's a big time, a waste of time and money and effort. Even the Republican Party thinks so. But... So I guess you tell everybody what you have audio of, because you heard it and I didn't.
Right. Someone cobbled this together with the help of the family, obviously, to do a little testimonial or political type ad in support of Rick Santorum. And it's the 19 and Counting clan, Duggars.
It's the Duggars.
It's horrible. And they're
supporting his brand new candidacy, Rick Santorum.
His 19-point plan, apparently.
Right. From yesterday. All right. Let's hear it. Bring it on.
Rick and Karen Santorum have been married for over 21 years.
That's Dad, I think.
The Santorums are raising seven precious children.
Jim Bob and Michelle.
Here's Josh coming up.
Senator Rick Santorum will fight for small businesses and bring American jobs back home.
What's he doing in it?
Rick Santorum for president.
He wrote and led the charge on the bill that ended partial birth abortions.
He's an honest man, not a flip-flopping, run-of-the-mill politician.
The son of a veteran, Rick believes in strong national defense, peace through strength.
Senator Santorum was a Tea Party kind of guy before there was a Tea Party.
He's a defender of traditional marriage.
Ooh.
San Rick Santorum down the Susquehanna River and don't give him a boat. That boat don't float. Why doesn't he call up Stephen Collins from Seventh Heaven and see if he'll endorse him too? What the hell? We are off and running in Looney Town. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to come back, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, wine choices in restaurants. This is fun.
Oh, I'm so excited.
They do something sneaky. We'll tell you all about it.
Don't tell, yeah.
Oh, and try to think of what the top singles, alternative singles, singles, hits of the 90s were. Think of at least the top three.
I bet some of them are from the film singles.
Maybe. We'll tell you next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Here's 49ers right guard Alex the Rhino Boone on Harvard MD and 49ers eye doctor Dr. Scott Hiver.
Hey, it's Rhino here. Still loving my all-laser LASIK vision thanks to my man, Dr. Scott Hiver. Before all-laser LASIK, there was nothing I hated more than my contact lenses and glasses. Except maybe Chicago? I cannot tolerate Chicago.
Can't tolerate your glasses and contact lenses anymore? Then see Dr. Scott Hiver. Because now, if you complete all-laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver by June 30th, you can spread your payments over 24 months.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.